It's Whale. Hello. Welcome to the Chasing Distraction podcast. My name is Rob. I live in northern British Columbia, Canada, and this is episode one of my podcast. This podcast is about distractions. I've always been interested in looking for something to distract me. One of the main things is Las Vegas, and so you'll be getting a lot of Las Vegas in this podcast, but we'll see how it goes from there. Other distractions will, of course, be things like movies and other pop culture things and maybe books I'm reading or something. Just sort of a stream of consciousness rambling thing. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Well, not really. Anyways, what do you guys need to know about me? Okay, my name is Rob. I live in northern British Columbia, Canada. I've already said that. I'm not ready to share much else with you at the moment, but I'm sure that you'll get to know me as time goes on. I am 44 years old and coming to this pretty late. Starting a podcast was actually a bucket list thing that I've always wanted to do, just never was sure what to do. So what I decided to do was just kind of wing it. What was I interested in? Well, lots of different things. I love Las Vegas, and so I decided I wanted to be talking about that a little bit. I don't get to visit Las Vegas very often. I've been there 3 times over the last 20 years, but not nearly as often as some other people I've heard who talk about Vegas, do podcasts and that wonderful stuff. But I thought, at the worst, I could just do it this way. I do have no microphones or any other amazing tech. I'm recording on the Anchor app on my iPhone, and just have to learn to deal with that. I am conscious of the fact that you can hear me breathing from time to time on this thing, and I do apologize, but I'll work on it. You may also have noticed that there's a bit of a slur to my speech patterns. I have a lisp and a slur in how I speak, and I've had to live with it my entire life. It got worse when I took speech pathologist in school, but it is what it is. My dad had the same speech impediment, and I've learned to live with it and learn to function wonderfully with it, and we'll just go with it that way. So just make fun of it if you want, I guess. Just don't make fun of it to me, please. Much appreciated. Well, I think that's all the introduction I can do today. I say a lot, just so you know. There will be more as we move along on this thing and I see how it works. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick moment to catch my breath, I guess, and then jump into Vegas news that interests me. So, Vegas news that interests me. Stuff that I could share with you, I guess, a little bit. I was reading the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They were talking about, apparently Vegas had a couple of earthquakes last week. Well, no, technically California did. Vegas just felt them because it was really, really big. The article I'm reading, more aftershocks possible, but chances of earthquake in Las Vegas is pretty low. Apparently, you guys got a lot of fault lines in Vegas, but reaching the California 7.1 magnitude earthquake of the most recent one is not a huge risk because it's just sort of weird. I don't know. Las Vegas was about 150 miles away from the epicenter of Friday's earthquake, and at that distance, the shaking in southern Nevada generally won't cause damage. Essentially, what the article is talking about is the fact that you probably don't have to worry about too much damage because the faults are less dangerous in Nevada than they are in Vancouver. Unless maybe you're in Death Valley, but that's may not hurt Vegas too much. I'm still learning how to do this. Anyways, a lot of the roads and things in Nevada were a significant danger the valley would face is the potential for bridges and overpasses to collapse. But the Nevada Department of Transportation said roads and bridges are engineered with earthquakes in mind. So you guys are safe that way. That's kind of cool. Moving on. What other interesting stuff is happening? VitalVegas.com, which is a pretty cool blog and a pretty cool podcast when he podcasts. As reported on, the Eldorado Resorts is merging with Caesars Entertainment. Basically, they're buying them out. What does he say? According to sources familiar with the deal, Eldorado Resorts Inc. has agreed to merge with Caesars Entertainment. Selling price expected to be 8.6, blah, 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 blah. Cash and stock deal listed to be valued at 17.3. Fairly certain the merger was the result of pressure from bajillionaire Carl Icahn. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Currently the biggest shareholder of Caesars Entertainment. Historical perspective, 2004, Harrah's bought Caesars for $17 a share, blah, 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 blah. Caesars Entertainment filed for bankruptcy in 2015. A lot of head-scratching going on regarding the Eldorado and Caesars Entertainment merger. Also, there are still a lot of moving pieces involved, such as rumors we've heard certain Caesars-owned resorts, Rio, Planet Hollywood, are going to be sold off. That's rumors. I don't know what this means for loyalty points or any of that other fancy schmancy stuff. I've never stayed at any of the Caesars. Well, actually, I stayed at... I lied. No, I didn't. I didn't lie. I stayed at Treasure Island, and I don't think that's a Caesars property, or an Eldorado property, for that matter. I remember it being smoky. So I can't say what kind of effect that'll have on anything. I just thought it was an interesting story. Vital Vegas is a really cool place to check out. I hope you can do that if you're interested in that kind of stuff. I think that's all the interesting news for the moment. This is going to be a short thing today. I got two other segments that I want to do, and then we'll call it quits for today and figure it out as we go along. I say that a lot. I'm sorry. I also say that a lot. And now we come to a segment I like to call Rob Really Wants to Go Back to Vegas. Can you guess what this one's going to be about? Yes, okay. Like I've said before, I've been to Vegas 3 times. The first time was in 2005. The second time was in 2013. The third time was in 2016. I had actually planned and booked a trip in 2017 to go back to Vegas, but had to cancel it because of circumstances that were beyond my control. And I've never been able to make it back since. And it's been kind of driving me nuts. It's been interesting to watch lots and lots of things changing down there and, just not be able to go and see all the changes and all experience all the new things. There's so many things that I never got to do. Granted, it's gotten a little scary, with the whole leadership in the States right now has made me nervous, but it is what it is. And I don't know. I haven't been able to rebook a trip, and my passport has since expired, and I just haven't been able to set aside the money to be able to go. It turns out it's very expensive to get to Las Vegas from northern BC. If I was living in southern BC, in the Vancouver area, you go across the border and you fly out of Bellingham, Washington, and easy peasy. But from up here, you're looking at either a 2-day drive to Vancouver, or a $600 to $900 flight from northern BC to Vancouver. Even though we're in the same province, it's actually very frustrating. What else can I say about that? Not much. It's frustrating. And I just can't afford that at the moment. So I keep having to put it off. And I keep making my fantasy plans. A friend of mine convinced me that I really need to sit down and make a bucket list. Things that I want to do. And I have a whole list of things that, as I sat back and looked at it, it was like, a lot of these I have to do in Vegas. And I just really thought about it, and I just really want to go. Today is going to be a short episode because I am still working it out. I am thinking, I'm aiming for half-hour shows, 20 minutes to half-hour to start, and then as I get better at this, hopefully it'll improve. I am going to try and tell stories about my previous trips, tell stories about what I want to do, get more in-depth on looking at some of the things that are changing in Las Vegas and how they could be really cool, just sort of also have some fun with it. Yeah, so that's my Vegas segments for today. I am going to call it quits right now on this particular episode because it is a lot harder than I thought it would be. But I'm also having some fun, so I'm enjoying that. We'll see how it goes. Anyways, so thank you for checking it out. You can follow me on Twitter, Chasing Distraction. That's my username. you can email me at chasingdistraction@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. I don't know what platforms I'm going to be on here. I'm hoping iTunes and Spotify and Podcoin and all the rest. But we'll see how it goes. I got to figure all that stuff out still. So hopefully I'll be back here next week. Yeah, thanks. Quetzalama, have a good day. Have a good evening. Have a good week. If you're in Vegas, just have a lot of fun. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.